5 hours in Medina Munawwara. I noticed one old Bedouin villager, and for some reason unknown to me, I took a liking for him. Sometimes it happens, it's just love at first sight. You see the person old, young, obese, or otherwise, you just take a liking for the person. For the hadith says, Al-Arwahu Junudun Mujannada. Before we could land on earth, we were in the plane of souls. So being on the plane of souls, there was some level of familiarity within the souls. فما تعارفت منها ائتلفت وما تناكرت منها اختلفت. So there were souls that were bonding, and there were souls that were not bonding. So they were positioned in all different types, different ways. Some ulama say they were positioned like this: one soul is facing the other. So that is the bonding soul. Familiarity, there is an understanding, there is muhabbat. Sometimes both are facing opposite ends. When they are facing opposite ends, they can't just see eye to eye. They're not in the same page, you thinking different, he's thinking different. Your temperament is different, his temperament is different. Your likes are something, his likes are different, totally different, different pages altogether. And then you get a third situation, where one is facing the other one, and the other one is turning his back away. I'm facing you, but you turned your back away. So you got a liking, but that person doesn't have a liking. Like how it happens in a girlfriend relationship, right? So you have a liking, but she doesn't like you. You're trying, and nothing working out. Right? So the souls are all different. Coming to this plane here, then you find the bonding, you find the familiarity. So that's where this familiarity starts off, from the soul, from the plane of souls. There are those that still remember that moment that they were in the plane. They know exactly who was on the right, who was on the left. And as though when Allah Ta'ala asks, Alastu bi Rabbikum, they can still hear that, so it's ringing in the ears. So when I asked Musa Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, as though he was going through the same thing. He won't give out the special favors that he's enjoying from Allah Ta'ala, he won't give out. His modesty and his humility, but he couldn't get away when I cornered him. Allah Ta'ala forgive for that. So there are those that still hear that. Alastu bi Rabbikum. When they hear Alastu bi Rabbikum, and in ecstasy say, Bala Rabbana, Bala wa Rabbina. We don't belong to this place. That's the most basic mistake that we make. We feel we belong to this place. We don't belong to this. We came here just to serve a sentence. And Adam alayhi salam was taken out, right? First, it was like a penalty. اهبت منها فتلقى آدم من ربي كلمات. Then Allah Ta'ala forgave him, but now قلنا اهبتوا منها جميعا, as a certain maslihat and expediency for that expediency we'll have to go down. So first it was out of disappointment, and then it was for the expediency, but he had to go out. But to go out to serve the sentence. So we're here serving a sentence. As if mine is like this, but I'm serving a sentence, then you're working right. But if your mind is no, I came here to enjoy, then you have made a mistake. Because you're looking for joy in the wrong place. And when you won't find it, then that will bring about distress, and it will bring about disappointment, depression, despondency. Why? You're looking for it here, and you don't find it. So, no matter who it is, where he's situated, what position he occupies, what influences he has, but at some time today, this is a problem, tomorrow that is a problem, sometimes the child is a problem, sometimes the business is a problem, sometimes the partner is not playing the game, sometimes the wife is not right, sometimes the in-laws are giving problems, sometimes the son-in-law or daughter-in-law is giving problems. So you don't find a time where everything is just moving smoothly and easily. Right? So to get the smoothness, what we need to understand, this is not the place for joy. It is just an examination room. To understand an examination room is nothing more than an examination room. Whether you're coming to the examination room with a Porsche, with a Ferrari, right, with a golden pen, with a diamond nib, right, and with your stationery all covered in rubies and pearls, right, all the type of things you came and come to start your examination on a Persian carpet, right, or on a chair that's studded with pearls, right. The examiner is not worried about that. I want to see your competence, how good you are. So I want to see your capability. So when you understand that this is an examination room, then your mind is working right. Mugaj Baraba challenge. And the moment you think, no, I'm going to show off my stuff and whatever else, and then it didn't work out like how you had expected. I did so much, nothing happened. So much, I came with a Porsche, with a Ferrari, I came with that type of stationery, I sat in that type of chair, and I rode with that type of a pen, and yet I failed. See? So, you've mistaken the whole thing. So this is just nothing more than an examination room. We don't say that you don't work, but the hadith will say, وَأَنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدُسِ أَوْ أَعْ فِي قَلْبِي أَنَّ نَفْسًا لَنْ تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ وَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ. Jibreel Islam has inspired my heart. That nobody can die until and unless his rosy is complete. Try what you want, your rosy has to come with you. So Hazrat Imam Rushd say, two things are such in this world, rosy and jodi. That thing will just follow you. But I should think sometimes, man is sitting here in the village, because you know, sometimes you don't, you'll believe in what he says, but you should think, hey, where is he getting from? Then I saw it myself. I saw people from overseas, Cape Town, to get married, and the wife was about 2 doors away. So, where the man went overseas, back to Cape Town, like he didn't gave the title. But how far they go, just to settle. And then, just 2 doors away, the match was there. See that. And the Ruha al-Qudus, لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا, until the rosy was complete. So the Apa explained this concept to the child, you know, the madrasa. Your rosy will definitely get you. You try what you want. You avoid, try, work, don't work, nothing will follow. Like a trade. It must get you. Small boy, 9-10 years of age, he says, I'm going to eat, I'm going to see now how the rosy will come after me. Some people have challenging minds. I like a challenge. they don't want to take things smoothly. So he said, no, I'm going to spend the night out of the house. So he said, where to go? He said, no, I'll go on the Qabristan route, because that's like a deserted route. Nobody takes that path. I'm going to spend the night there. And I'm going to see how the food will come to me. Mother is trying to persuade him by that, eat. You won't eat, you'll get weak, you'll suffer, please, eat. Now, to persuade him more, she adds zafran to bring about the aroma and the smell. You know. You know, she did everything, but the child is so stubborn and not eating. They say there's three types of stubbornness, you can't shift it. One is balakat, one is a child's stubbornness. He's stubborn on something, you can't bend him. One is oratat, one is a woman now. She's stubborn or bent on something you can't turn. And the third one they say rajahat, the king. If he is bent on something, you can't. Ukraine says, must fight. Russia says, must fight. Come on, whoever may persuade, stop, whatever. But once he's got into the mind, you have to fight the fight. Nobody can stop it. So the child became very stubborn. Right there. Now the mother thinks, what to do? So she said for herself, perhaps what I'll do, I'll that pot with all its nice fragrance and all that hot water, and I'll just leave it near him. So she followed him and she left it near him. Perhaps nobody's there, he won't see anybody, and it won't be against his ego, you know. He says, I'll eat. Nobody's seeing, he can still say I didn't eat, but I left the pot near him. So anyway, all that happened, that very night, the robbers thought of looting that village. That was it. So now they have to go through a road which is not frequented. They can't go through the main road. Main road, they get caught very easily. So unfrequented road, they went through. Qabristan road. Now they saw that biryani there, the smell coming up. And near there is a child. So they worked it out themselves. Yeah, no, the town people got tipped off that we're coming to steal. So they poisoned this biryani and made it very delicious, aromatic, you know, so that we'll eat it and we'll die. Now, but you can't let it go, man. It's so enticing, the food, you can't let it go. But how do we confirm now that it's not poisoned? So they shake the child up. Look, what happened? Eat, I'm not going to eat. Now they confirm, yeah, you see, this is poison. That's why he's not eating. So they want to eat. Eat from this side. From all ends. Don't eat too much, eat a little bit. So that he doesn't wipe the whole thing out. So they waited for about 20 minutes. See any reaction, no reaction, to wipe it out. He wiped it out and they wiped it out, finish. So the next day he comes to the upper, I learned the sabuk in the hard way. You know, you told me, لَن تَسْتَقْمِلَ رِزْقَ حَتَّى تَسْتَقْمِلَ رِزْقَ. Until your rosy is not complete, you can't leave. You have to. I was in Vyaswam. So some puri patta came from home, you know. So I thought, now after Maghrib, meal's time, I'll enjoy it. So maybe about 4 or 5 minutes have come. So there was an old man there, but very to himself. He won't ask absolutely nothing. To my surprise, he asked one puri patta. And that night he died. So that was in his rosy, that puri patta had to come from Durban, he had to eat that thing. To die next morning. Yes. See that? How Allah Pak makes it work? I was surprised, you know, the event, you know, how it worked. If you had to cover up Durban, I had to be heating it on the stove there, and then he asked one, totally against his tabiat, he won't ask anything. Yeah, that thing nicely, Hawala Gabri Gyan, inshallah. Come. See how that rosy works? Yes. Hey, like that. Precision work, you know, precise. Must eat it, then you will die only. So But then in all this, what should you be doing? So Allah, the hadith says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبْ وَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ. Three things. To gain your rosy, it's a three-piece plan. It's a three-point plan to get rosy. People try for other things, and they don't realize a lot of things is just a show. It's not rosy, etc. It's just a show. You're doing it for show, you're doing it for a name, right? So it's just a three-piece plan. And this thing, it's so accurate. Whoever tried it, you find it right. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبْ وَتَوَكَّلُوا. That's three pieces. One is taqwa. Restrain. Restrain from what? Restrain from anything that Allah doesn't like. So some students are asking, now, what is taqwa and all that? Sometimes in the khanqah you're not supposed to speak so much of the feel. Why? Khanqah, so tahqeeq ka naam nahi hai. Kaam ka naam hai. It's not to talk the walk. It's not to talk. It's to walk the talk. It's to walk the talk. You have to work the talk now. That's khanqah. You have to work. It's not just to talk. People think that investigating and finding out, etc., that's the whole idea. That's not the idea, it's to work. You will work and you will see the results. You will work and you will see the results. Like I can talk to you about farming from now till Qiyamah. But you only see results if you take the shovel, you work on the farm, right? You don't work then. You talk and go on talking, nothing happens. So the idea is to work. And then as you work, we will correct you, alright? You're working, I can see you working, then I'll correct you. So how it works. In India those days, when we were studying also, now I know if it's still the same, but the madrasas will have a quota. They got this budget, so for that, according to the budget, they will have food arrangements for so many students. That's the quota. They can't overdo it. When they overdo it, then how are they to look after the children? So one child came to the madrasa. This was now in Panipat. I think it was Qari Abdul Rahman Sahib from this time. Comes there, wants to enroll. So he says, the quota is full now, complete. You can't take. If you want to learn, you can learn. But as far as the food is concerned, you've got a quota limited. This is the amount you've got. And this will be over budgeting. So the student says, you know what? I haven't come for the food. I have come for the studies. You want to feed me, you may feed me. You don't want to feed me, it's all right. So just then, in the same week or so, one man died. Now the prevalent custom in many towns, and even here as well, someone dies, they must feed. They look for some poor person and they'll feed. Sometimes one day, 20 days, 40 days. So, man died, so they said, you know what? Kisi gareeb ko talash karo aur uska khana ka intezam karo 40 din ke liye. Feed a poor person for 40 days. So the student was there, they passed the food on to him. 40 din ka intezam ho gaya. 40 days the food arrangements are done. The 39th day next person passed away. Hey, poor intezam karo. The next 38 or 39 days, another person passed away. One old chacha was there, samajhdar, understands, right? Is bachche ka khane ke intezam kar lo, warna ye pure gaon ko kha jayega. Make some arrangement for him. He'll eat the whole town. He'll eat the whole town. See, the rozi is done. And this may sound as a joke, but when I'm looking at the hadith, this is supported by hadith. Okay, a whole converse, Sahaba Ikram are leaving, right? The standard practice was that if the Sahaba Ikram are leaving, they're crossing to a town, then the town people must show hospitality, right? Whether they're giving for free or they're selling, but they must show the hospitality to this convoy. For others, they saw the whole Sahaba Ikram going, and they just blocked them, they're not giving them anything. No food, not selling it and not offering it. So that was against the standard at the time. Standard in the whole country was that if they're going through, you must feed them or sell it to them, one of the two. So they were just reluctant not to feed. In the meanwhile, the chief of that village, he got stung by a snake or a scorpion. Abu Sa'id Khudri reported this. In Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Dawud, broke it up for him. His tongue in his unbearable pain, kind of like mad, hysterical. So hysterical he got there to tie him up. He's a chief. Oh, 1 day passed, 2 days passed, like that. Eventually they came to this convoy. And they say, you know, we heard that there was someone that can make fook and dumb, you know. Rukia can make some dumb he can make. Yeah, we can't do it, but you have stopped us. You're not selling, you're not providing any meals here. So now it's on, we'll provide something. We'll provide so many, 100 goals. So that was such pain, such constraint, you know. Excruciating pain, we'll give 100 goals. So he read something, first day or second day, that chief got totally cured, absolutely. As though he came out from chains. So normal, absolute normal. They're surprised. One day, man's treatment did something. The bishop asked him, "What you were reciting?" Surah Fatiha. Man, yaqulu by him, if someone has been eating in a wrong way, you ate in a right way. If you've been eating the wrong way, you've been eating in the right way. So we have supported this whole practice. But then again, you look at the hadith from another perspective, see, they were out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now, Allah Ta'ala will take care of them. And if you stop it, you'll get into problems. And then you'll have to do it after that. See, you stop them. So, that town, they got affected. Until they didn't come to the senses, they were in problems. Now they came to the town, they fed the person. So they see what happens. So that's taqwa. Restrain. How it will happen? Allah knows. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا فَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Taqwa. Again, Allah is making the condition with taqwa. لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا فَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. أَبْوَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. They only have the taqwa after iman. We'll see to them. Wherever they are, whether they're in Holland or Zululand, Basutu land or New Zealand, wherever they are, we'll feel, we'll sort them out. Really, you mustn't get impressed with all these things, New Zealand and all that. Because inside living here, inside living there, they were saying there were about four or five things. There was sand there, water there, stone there, right? And inside there, anything else, what they got here, they got the same thing. It's just that this is white and that is black. So now, we don't fall for this type of things. Come back to simplicity, life becomes so enjoyable. You can live anywhere. But that is provided, you come back to simplicity. Don't you see, you go to the homeland villages, no water account, no light account. Right? Those that are aware, they know it. We'll see what happens. No water account. Use it as much as you want. Light as much as you want. No account. I thought to myself, you know, creepy people can go open the factory that side. So, Allah provides. The ingredient, what is the ingredient? Taqwa. Get that taqwa right. Leave the show business. Put this taqwa in place. Now, the taqwa what is the entry level of taqwa? The entry level is to refrain from any type of disbelief. Because without this, then you can't get into Jannah. So you need to have a basic passport to get in, right? So the basic passport for Jannah is Iman. So that's the basic level of taqwa. That means he restrained from any type of disbelief. Right? So his Iman was safe. Alright, he did some other musti and nonsense, but his Iman was absolutely safe. He didn't allow any type of contamination to get into his faith. In this age, the thing that we need to save our Iman is from the modern challenges, right? The challenges in this modern age is the challenge of justifying. Do a wrong and justify it. Show how it is permissible. Just about 2-3 days ago, someone is asking in the mail, but this is digital. It's digital photography. So why do you say it's haram? So I told him, but it is photography. And what the hadith is talking is tasweer. Tasweer translates as photography. No answer came out of this. Khalas. No, it's digital, alright. But do you agree it's photography? Yeah, it's photography. So that's what the hadith stops. Hadith says, don't take tasweer, finish. See that? Sometimes you don't have to give lengthy tahqeeq. You want to give lengthy tahqeeq, that person is not eligible for that. He doesn't deserve that. He does need a primary explanation, and his mind will open up, he'll take to that. I give an end explanation, 20 pages, and he's in grade 1 now. He won't appreciate that. You see this basic level of... So in this age, the primary, the basic level of taqwa or iman is, right, don't justify. Accept the wrong. Wrong is wrong, right is right. Don't mix up. Our Ustad, Hazrat Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullahi, some of the day or something before he passed away. So Mufti Minti from Kalakshna somewhere, he came to meet him. So he tells Mufti Minti Sahib, ab to kabar ka sawal jawab asan ho gaya. The kabar sawal jawab, all this, Allah made it very easy. So, the Minti Sahib asked, Hazrat asked him, you understood? Hazrat explained, what you mean? Kabar ka sawal jawab asan ho gaya. So, explain this. So, Abdul Rahman Sahib is that person, when he walked, from Medina to Quba, he's seeing beside him, in life he's seeing beside him, one side is the beast of the sun, one side is Hamza. And he's asking, hey, how identical they look. So he's a man of that caliber. Understand now who he's talking about. Right. So anyway, he says that Kabar ka sawal jawab, Allah Pakna asan kar diya, made very easy. So he asked, give us the explanation. He says, don't compromise in your deen. In your deen, haq, so remain firm on it. You don't have to fight, argue, debate, and be aggressive. But what is the haq? Just remain firm. People come, all types of thoughts, they'll try to justify, undo things, do things, and undo things, abuse, misuse, they'll do a lot of things. But in all that commotion, don't mix up things. Just don't mix it up. Just remain firm. Come what may, but just remain firm. There's firmness in Allah cracks. In the day of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, Bani Umayyad, that Khalifa, I think it was his time or Bani Abbasi's time, I can't remember exactly. So one Muslim Jamaat is passing through Christian territory. So Christianity always spread through the sword, always through zulm. If you look at Christian history, they would fall through the sword always. So now they apprehended this whole Jamaat. They brought to the king, accept Christianity. No. See, if you are reluctant, they'll chop off your head. So somehow 1%, 2% accepted Christianity. Came to the third person, accept Christianity, said no. Chopped off his head. The tigress is just near there. He threw the head onto the tigress. So now, while this whole thing is carrying on, this whole commotion is carrying on, you know, when you throw something into the water, if it's a little bit weighty, it will dip and surface again. But that head dipped and it surfaced. And then he's addressing all those people there that are watching, including those people that became Christian. He says, my Rabb says, Ya ayyatun nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, fadkhuli jannati. My Rabb says, that soul that is complying, that's complying, that's comfortable with the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, come back, irji'i, come back to your Rabb. You be pleased and He's pleased. Get into the Jannah and get into the servants, my righteous servants. Hey, when this thing happened, I think the whole Christian kingdom shook. People accepted Islam in crowds. And those people that turned apostate, they came back. The whole country shook. But this was because of what? Firmness. I quoted it because of what? Firmness. This you mean? I say, you don't have to fight. You don't have to dialogue. Don't debate. What you know is true, what is right, is whole firm. Many times the mysteries don't unravel straight away. Late on in life, we begin to understand the mystery. So, when we came to live here, so, around 67, 68, somewhere we came to live here. So my father had one friend, I won't mention his name, right? So he used to encourage us, that, you know, Ramzan time, savories and all that, must send for him, take for him, so we'll take. My father instructs, so they'll prepare, we'll take for him. So one day this old chata is telling me, Maharajai bhulno karto, bhai, don't make a mistake like I made. Now I'm curious to know what the mistake. I colored a white girl, I got stuck up here. It's okay, khabarash di bale. She doesn't know anything. Kali the sausage, the puloni, roj kharak kharak. Now I got children from her. They're all grown up now. And I feel for all these things, all the food that my mother brought me up on. But in that youth, I was crazy, you know. Love at first sight, I just went for that. Now she came with a baggage, she doesn't know anything. And how I get the satisfaction? So my father knew him, he used to feel sorry for his wife. Yeah. So he takes something for him. But Maharaj, what bhulni kar jo. Don't make a mistake. Right? So some mystery is the unravel with time. So I quote this by, see, our original culture is, by consult your elders, your parents, elders in the family, people experience, they're righteous, they got a degree of sincerity. Don't just do things impulsively, irrationally, impulsive. You need it now, so the moment you feel satisfied, no, I did what I wanted, I got what I wanted. And what happens afterwards? The whole baggage, you must carry it. But listening to this rule, alright, so the moment is difficult, you have to follow your pride, and they you feel like that time, they maneuvering your life, you know, they manipulating you. That's how you feel at that time, you're young. But afterwards, 15 years, 20 years, start comparing and see what you can find. See, this consulting elders, so important, listening to them, consulting. There's one doctor that comes here, he's about 91, but he's still strong as well. He comes here. So, one day he's telling me confidence, you know. It's not a confidence now. But I won't mention his name, so don't be confident. Right? So he tells me, you know, when I was about 18, 19 now, so we're looking for the fitness program and all that, going to university, fitness, and it's like a free environment, you know. So now, just near the house, he says, the tennis, they put up a tennis court. So now, we're living now, with young girls there, colored girls, all that, white, there's no party, white, or colored, all that. And they're playing now, playing. And we are young, we are the same age, you know, and we see white and blue eyes, and colored things around, you know, seeing all these things here. And how they're jumping, you know, jumping, how their hair is flapping, colors and all that. Hey. So, the fitness and that first sight is, you know, going to play. The first day I went to play, the next day, since my father said, Kalti Jamanuni Vale, straight. He just opened his eyes, Kalti Jamanuni Dishmale, that's Kalas. The whole night I saw my father. He doesn't know, you know, young, play, fitness, strong, energetic. He doesn't know about all these things here. What is old man knows? But those days, the adab was predominant, you see. Adab, respect. Since then it took me 20 years to understand what my father is saying. Because then, other friends, they carried on. They carried on. Nearly all of them, they ended up in a divorce, children delinquent, drugs, nearly all of them. Maybe not habitual, but some problem with the other. And when I look at myself, my children, for my five children, all of them, three of them are all professionals running very good businesses, farms, all they want, right? All of them running very well. Now compare my children against this children, say, what a bargain I got. But I had to go through that pain for that day. The day I know how it was, how painful it was, you know. What this old man knows. You know, how he said, the bali, what the bali knows. What he knows. It took me 20 years, I learned it how it is. But 20 years it took me, I learned the sabab. So we got elders, families, parents, by Allah Pak planned it like that, consult with them, refer, speak to them. They saw you all the years, now suddenly you want to betray them. You feel, no, I know what they don't know. I know what's in my heart. One man came here, or recently came. He came here, so he says, you know, hey, man, I got married now, and what a mistake I made. Now my children are 7, 8 years of age. So I thought to myself, see, I'm educated, so I don't want a girl that is not educated. Because I'll talk to her at a level, or be just flying past like that, you know. It'll be just flying past. I know this happened to me. I remember the story because it happened to me as well. That I went to education, madrasa, say, I must get to a nice alima someone, you know. Because I'll speak to her that we are on different pages. But alhamdulillah, the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we had that in us, that what parents say, just, although those thoughts were running in my mind as well, I know, when I was just graduating, you know. So, you know, the adab requires speak to them. The parents, the elder, they got so much of experience, they understand what you didn't understand. Alhamdulillah, I didn't, at that moment, you know, I didn't debate with them, I didn't reason with them. They said, I just asked, are you happy? I just asked, are you happy? My parents. Are you happy? So I said, no, why don't you see the girl? I said, but see, I'll be there for short moments. She'll be there all the time. Bola happy is alright. Yeah, I'll come and I'll leave. I'll come and I'll leave, right? If you all are happy, you want to stay. If you are happy, it's alright. And so I'm thankful to Allah Ta'ala that after that, I need to complain because it was their choice. No complaints. After Alhamdulillah, they had no complaints and I didn't have any complaints. Allah Ta'ala, keep them happy, keep me happy. But you see, listening to your elders. They were experienced. They understand, they've seen times, they've seen people, for a lot of things. One friend, close acquaintance now, he tells me, so in his university days, so around 1980s, university days now, so all his friends now, active, and they thought of going for the fishing trip on St. John's. And I don't like the name St. John's because Saint is a buzrug. Kafir can't be a buzrug. Can it? Ho sakta hai? Can't be. But now for you to understand, to say the word. So, they all planned it for a month. You know, go here, park here, take the food. So you're going to do, you know, what activities you're going to do for the time. The day that they're going to leave, he went and asked his mother, Ma, friends are all going, I need to go. Ni jao nu male, you're not going. He says, I saw my mother at that time, you know. So all the friends are going, they're going to excite, you know, young, go for the trip. The last 11 hours, this auntie is telling me this to what she thinks, she doesn't know what life is all about. You know how you feel at that time, you know how you feel. Anyway, it was at that time, I remember, your father just opens his eyes with that, khalas. Third, you can't, it's not negotiable. He opens his eyes, that means not negotiable. Anyway, they went, friends went, and he remained. Sab chale gaye, hum reh gaye. Not one day passed, the news came, and all of you were drowned. I remember that only after I got an acquaintance with him, he told me to his story. But I remember that before some boys got all trapped. But you see this. So the mystery unravels with time. But your luck is by listening to your elders. So for Allah Pak's sake, consult with them. You've got parents, mothers, fathers. They brought you up for all the years now when you are at the height of your age. And then you just bypass them, do your own thing. Is that called loyalty? Is it called faithfulness? They also got some understanding. They also got some hope and expectation. Consult, talk to them. Make them feel respected. Listen to them. And see the prosperity they will get. The happiness, the prosperity, the goodness that will flow afterwards. A small adjustment, just ask them, now what do you think about this? About what you think about this? Now we're doing a lot of things, sometimes what we do, we do a lot of things, and we just inform, I'm just going, you already, that's not our life. In the spring rail, you know, we used to be going to school at that time. The spring rail only had about 1-2 shops at that time. Jadwith and all that, so 1-2 shops. So that's, old spring rail was all farm, sugarcane farm. I remember cutting through the farm, going right to the Kabla shop, right? That was the first thing that was bought. I didn't know the time. Only 1-2 shops there. So there was one laundry, right? Very wealthy white chap, right? So he's telling us, see, your lives and our lives, chalk and cheese. Our life is so miserable. So he's saying, you know, I'm talking about the 60s. That my wife, she flew over to London. After one day she phoned me up, love, I'm in London, you're alright. No ijazat, no khabar, absolute nothing, that's the life. That's the life. Now, misunderstand what you're bargaining for, white and all that, misunderstand what you're bargaining for. It's just looks, it's good for the looks. And after that, Allah Akbar.